I'm Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. I will have new episodes every day, including Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. I might run some stuff that I've pre-taped. I've got a great Simpsons one in the can, but, you know, you'll have new stuff every day. Today, the late night host, we're talking about President Trump's would-be neighbors in Palm Beach, Florida. They oppose his plan to move to his Mar-a-Lago resort after he leaves the White House next month. Citing the 1993 agreement Trump signed converting the property from a private residence into a social club. All right, if I set up the jokes enough, now you get it, Kimmel said. What an interesting turn of events. This started with Donald Trump's father, who made his fortune evicting people from their homes. Now it ends with his son getting evicted from not one, but two houses in 1 month. In other words, God exists and has a very good sense of humor about all this. Kimmel, I hope he winds up sharing a duplex in New Jersey with Rudy and the MyPillow guy. Trevor, that's a low blow. Do you know how crushing it must be for Florida to reject you as a citizen? Look, we'll take the guy that kickboxes alligators, but that Donald Trump guy, that's too much. Seth, it's just amazing. New Yorkers don't want him in New York. His neighbors don't want him in Mar-a-Lago. This is like one of those ironic punishments for a racist in the Twilight Zone. But we do have haciendas available in Mexico City. And switching topics, say the following three times fast. I bet you can't. What you're hearing right now is take five. Yes, I edited out all the other takes, but let me go really slowly here. This is a tongue twister. Former Health and Human Services Science Advisor Paul Alexander's leaked emails urging health officials to adopt a herd immunity. Seth Meyers said, "We want them infected? That's some supervillain crap right there. I mean, Bane might say that. But even he wouldn't put it down in an email." I went a long way for one Seth Meyers joke there. All right, big news out of Sketchfest. You've heard me pontificate in the past about comedy festivals. Sketchfest is absolutely one you should attend when you can attend. But you cannot attend it in 2021 because it will be virtual because, you know, the COVID and stuff. I'm going to go slowly here, not because I can't read. That was just on the Seth Meyers joke, but there's so much to unpack here, as summarized by the laugh button. This thing's going to be on January 30th, if you want to circle it on your calendar, but let me tell you about it. First up, they've got reunions of some of the all-time biggest names and shows in sketch comedy, including Kids in the Hall, The State, Mr. Show's David Cross and Bob Odenkirk, The Upright Citizens Brigade, Parv and Pootie with Barvesh Chyna and Danny Pootie, plus SNL alumni Fred Armisen, Dana Carvey, Rachel Dratch, Janine Garofalo, Tim Meadows, Lorraine Newman, Sashir Zamata, and original writer Alan Zweibel. Additional sketch troops include Casper Hauser, The Latino Comedy Project, White Women, and Auntie Donna. And you know I love Auntie Donna. That's just sketch. How amazing is that? Now, this festival, unlike a lot of comedy festivals, they also do a lot of film and TV things. Some of the names that will be appearing as part of that aspect of Sketchfest: Alan Arkin, Paget Brewster, you know her from the final season of Community, Chris Elliott, Elliot Gould, Christopher Guest, John Hamm, John Michael Higgins, Michael Hitchcock, Bill Irwin, Jane Lynch, Oscar Nunez from The Office, Andrea Savage, Aisha Tyler, and the Tenderloins. Comedians and writers will also be, quote, well represented, including Eddie Izzard. Wow. But he's running 31 marathons in 31 days. How's he going to be there on the 30? Oh, it's virtual. So he'll run a marathon on his treadmill. I told you about that Friday, I think. And then he can jump online. That makes sense. Plus time zone advantages. He could probably run a treadmill marathon in the morning in London and Sketchfest will be at night. Yeah, he'll be in good shape. Well, he'll be in good shape. No pun. 31 marathons in 31 days. Oh, he'll be in good shape. Don't worry about that. Eddie Izzard, Margaret Cho, Ron Funches, Chris Gethard, Dave Hill, Joel Kim Booster. His name's been coming up a lot lately. Bobcat, Emily Gordon, Dana Gould, Eugene Merman, Aparna Nancherla, Kamel Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, Kevin Pollak, Greg Proops, Jonah Ray, Paul F. Tompkins, Reggie Watts, and more. Okay, if you're not in on Sketchfest yet, let me keep going. A short film riffing Riff Tracks featuring Mystery Science Theater 3000 alumni, Triumph, Weird Al, Movie Games hosted by Doug Benson, Swift Justice from Judge John Hodgman and bailiff Jesse Thorne, and featured improv by Groundlings alumni The Black Version, the esteemed improvised Shakespeare Company, and Festival Regulars Theme Park. Pretty cool. So Sketchfest Festpocalypse, $20. Not bad. The show will be streamed live Saturday, January 30th at 5 West, 8 East. Ticket buyers will have the ability to watch a replay of the event through Monday the 1st at midnight. $20 for all that. That's pretty good. I'm cheap. I'm probably going to do that. That sounds really awesome. But while we're on the subject, and that list is amazing and right in like the wheelhouse of like the kind of comedy that I like really prefer the most. I like all forms, including the people I'm about to mention, but I really like that quirky comedy. You've probably picked up on that listening every day. But let's talk about like who's not part of this, and I'll just call it the brick wall crowd. There's almost like an East Coast, West Coast kind of thing in comedy, much like the hip hop. But like the East Coast guys are smoking cigarettes in front of brick walls, like the Dave Attells and the Bill Burrs, Sebastian Maniscalco, I'll throw him in there, Pete Corielli. Like these guys aren't at Sketchfest, and they're all great comedians. Jim Gaffigan, not at Sketchfest. It's neither good nor bad. I'm just illustrating there are different styles of comedy, and it's a little bit segregated. And the brick wall crowd, they're smoking cigarettes at the Comedy Cellar, and they're hanging out with Jim Norton, and maybe Louis C.K. comes by, and Chris Rock, and those guys come by. It's a little separate from, hey, it's Patton Oswalt, and we're being goofy out on the West Coast. Love it all. Just interesting. So you're probably wondering, how much did Jerry Seinfeld's guest get paid on his interview show, Comedian in Cars Getting Coffee? Jerry said, if I were still doing Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which I don't know if I'm going to get back to that, but I wanted you, David Spade, is who he was talking to come on the next season. And the way I pay people for that show, I give them $4,000 in 20s in a white envelope. Jerry explained that's a throwback to the way people got paid back in the comedy clubs. That was our comedy club money. Nothing felt better than when they would hand you that envelope at the end of the week. Some more Seinfeld minutia. During a 2016 Reddit AMA, Jerry was asked about the time he interviewed President Barack Obama. A fan asked if there were any behind-the-scenes stories they could share about that episode. Seemed like a lot of fun. Jerry said it was the most fun I ever had. The coolest part of that episode that you couldn't see was the head of the Secret Service explaining to me what was going to happen if someone started shooting at us, what they would do to the president, where they were going to throw me in the back of a van. That was really exciting Bourne Identity stuff. He was also asked, which dead comedians would you have liked to have had on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? Jerry's answer, Chaplin, George Burns, George Carlin, and Joan Rivers. Believe it or not, the idea has been explored to do some sort of CGI effect using footage of dead comedians to get them in the car, and then we'd write dialogue around it. It was a total disaster, but you're not the first person to think of it. LocalProfile.com caught up with Steve Burns saying, hey, since I know you're online, can you please read me two tweets that you have saved in your draft folder? Steve Byrne replied, oh, God, that's a good question. I don't know if I should read it to you because anything that goes in the draft folder, I think I probably shouldn't tweet that. All right, here's one. This is a draft, not the finished product. I said, apparently the only place white and black people can truly get along is in every single commercial on television. Here's another I wrote. Again, this is a draft. This is more commentary than anything. It says, it's a sad state of affairs when comedians have to keep reminding people that we're comedians. Kevin Hart, never afraid to work, this from Variety. Peacock has begun streaming various titles from Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud network, from scripted to unscripted series, stand-up specials, and documentaries. Peacock also provides access to a 24-hour virtual channel that provides curated content from the network. A later part of the deal will include a Peacock original Kevin Hart stand-up special and the upcoming Heart to Heart series, H-A-R-T to H-E-A-R-T. For those of you not reading the copy yourself and just listening to my voice. If you missed yesterday, I did my top 10 funny things of 2020. If you missed Saturday, I did the New York Times version of that list. So if you missed those, go back and listen. Everybody else, thank you for listening. I'm like scolding to people that, I can't believe you didn't listen to my show on a Sunday. I appreciate all of you. Last week, most listened to week for the podcast yet again. I am truly appreciative of all of you. Thank you so much. Follow the show on Spotify if you don't already, or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. Like I said, fresh episodes every day, not going anywhere 7 days a week. I got 11 in the can. If I get a cold, I could take a week and a half off. You won't even notice. Well, you'll notice because you'll be like, how come all he's doing is talking about Adam Sandler movies all of a sudden? See you tomorrow.